So let's review. The Gemara cites the explanations of many Tanoim and Amiroim for Bameha Rachta Yomim, the reasons for which they merited long life. And the list includes the following practices. 1. Miyomai lo hishtanti mayim b'soich da'al ramas shel tefillah. I never relieved myself within 4 amas of a place where I davened. 2. Lo kinesi shem l'chaveirai. I never referred to another person with a nickname. 3. Lo bitalti kiddush hayoim. I never overlooked making kiddush over wine on Shabbos. 4. Miyomai lo yosisi kapandari l'beis hakneses. I never used the shul as a shortcut. 5. Lo pasati al roshei am kodesh. I never stepped over the people as I passed to my seat. 6. Lo nosasi kapai b'loy bracha. I never said birchas kehanim without first reciting the bracha. 7. Miyomai lo kidmani adam l'beis hamedrash. I was always first in the base medrash. 8. Lo birachti lifnei kohen. I never accepted the honor of leading birchas hamazon in the presence of a kohen of equal stature to myself. 9. Lo yachalti mibehemosh lo humru matnoiseho. I never ate from an animal whose matanois were not yet separated for the kohen. 10. Miyomai lo nischabadti bekohen chaveirai. I never derived honor at the expense of someone else's embarrassment. 11. I always forgave everyone before going to sleep each night. 12. I was liberal with my money. 13. I never accepted gifts. 14. I was never vengeful. 15. I never gazed at the face of a wicked person. 16. I was never overly particular in my home. 17. I never walked in front of someone greater than myself. 18. I did not think Torah thoughts in a dirty alleyway. 19. I did not walk even 4 amos without learning or without wearing tefillin. 20. I did not sleep or even nap in the base medrash. And 21, lo sosti b'takolas chaveri. I did not rejoice over another's misfortune. Tangentially, the Gemara teaches that when one receives a bracha from a chacham, he should answer v'chein lamar. The master should likewise be blessed. Because as Rashi explains, shema hayo eis rotzoin v'tiskayim af boy. Perhaps it was an auspicious time for the blessing to apply to both. Zok the Mishnah. V'oid Amar Rabbi Yehuda, beis hakneses shecharab, if a shul falls into ruin, ein maspidim b'soichai, we do not use it for eulogies, v'ein mafshilim b'soichai chavolim, v'ein person l'soichai mitzudois, v'ein shoitchen al gagoi peiros, v'ein oisin oisin kapendaria. It may not be used for rope making, to spread out nets, to spread out fruit to dry on its roof, or to use as a shortcut. Shenamar, ashimoisis mikdusheichem, kedushasan afkishahin shememin. They retain their sanctity, even when they're abandoned. The Mishnah continues, Alu b'yasovim lo yitloi shepnei agmas nefesh. If grass grows in the shul, we do not uproot them to remind the people of the unfortunate situation of the shul being unfit for use, so that they should repair it. The Gemara cites a related brisa, but the knesia is ein noegin bohen kalus roish. It's forbidden to act lightheaded in a shul. Ein oichlin bohen ve'ein shoysin bohen, nor to eat or drink there. Ve'ein oysin bohen, ve'ein mutaylin bohem, nor to adorn oneself or stroll in them. Ve'ein echnasin bohem b'chama b'pnei hachama u'b'gishama b'pnei hagishamim, nor to enter them for protection from the sun or from the rain. Ve'ein maspidin bohem hespet shol yachid, nor to eulogize individuals. However, avol koyrin bohem v'shoynin bohem, we may learn there. U'maspidin bohem hespet shol rabim, and for public eulogies. U'machabdin oysan u'marbitzin oysan k'dei shol yalu bohem asavim. We may sweep and clean them so that grass should not grow there. The Gemara rules, but the Knesia is Shebavavel al Tanai Hein Asuyin. The shuls in Bavel are built on condition that they be used for common uses. Nonetheless, we may not act lightheaded in them, such as using it for calculations. The Gemara rules Chachamim v'tamidehen mutarim. The Chachamim may use the shul for their personal needs. The Gemara rules, e itzrich le inish le mikri gavra me beik nishta, if someone needs to enter a shul to call someone, leima hilchasa, leima masnisa, leima psuka. He He should say a halacha, a mishnah, or even a pasuk. Otherwise, nishi purta v'nekum. He should just stay there for a few moments before leaving, because this is also a mitzvah.